I go back to my room to collect a few things and find there's nothing to take but the Mockingjay pin Madge gave me. Someone returned it to my room after the games. They drive us through the streets in a car with blackened windows and the trains waiting for us. We barely have time to say goodbye to Cinna and Portia, although we'll see them in a few months when we tour the districts for a round of victory ceremonies. It's the capital's way of reminding people that the Hunger Games never really go away. We'll be given a lot of useless plaques, and everyone will have to pretend they love us. The train begins moving, and we're plunged into night, until we clear the tunnel, and I take my first free breath since the reaping. Effie is accompanying us back, and Haymitch too, of course. We eat an enormous dinner, and settle into silence in front of the television to watch a replay of the interview. With the capital growing farther away every second, I begin to think of home, of Prim, and my mother, of Gail. I excuse myself to change out of my dress and into a plain shirt and pants. As I slowly, thoroughly wash the makeup from my face and put my hair in its braid, I begin transforming back into myself, Katniss Everdeen. A girl who lives in the seam, hunts in the woods, trades in the hob. I stare in the mirror as I try to remember who I am and who I am not. By the time I join the others, the pressure of Peeta's arm around my shoulders feels alien. When the train makes a brief stop for fuel, we're allowed to go outside for some fresh air. There's no longer any need to guard us. Peeta and I walk down along the track, hand in hand, and I can't find anything to say now that we're alone. He stops to gather a bunch of wildflowers for me. When he presents them, I work hard to look pleased, because he can't know that the pink and white flowers are the tops of wild onions and only remind me of the hours I've spent gathering them with Gail. Gail. The idea of seeing Gail in a matter of hours makes my stomach churn. But why? I can't quite frame it in my mind. I only know that I feel like I've been lying to someone who trusts me, or more accurately, to two people. I've been getting away with it up to this point because of the games, but there will be no games to hide behind back home.
What's wrong? Peeta asks.
Nothing, I answer. We continue walking, past the end of the train, out where even I'm fairly sure there are no cameras hidden in the scrubby bushes along the track. Still, no words come. Haymitch startles me when he lays a hand on my back. Even now, in the middle of nowhere, he keeps his voice down.
Great job, you two. Just keep it up in the district until the cameras are gone. We should be okay.
I watch him head back to the train, avoiding Peeta's eyes.
What's he mean? Peeta asks me.
It's the capital. They didn't like our stunt with the berries, I blurt out.
What? What are you talking about? He says.
It seemed too rebellious, so Haymitch has been coaching me through the last few days, so I didn't make it worse, I say.
Coaching you, but not me, says Peeta.
He knew you were smart enough to get it right, I say.
I didn't know there was anything to get right, says Peeta. So, what you're saying is, these last few days, and then I guess, back in the arena, that was just some strategy you two worked out.
No, I mean, I couldn't even talk to him in the arena, could I? I stammer.
But you knew what he wanted you to do, didn't you? Says Peeta.
I bite my lip.
Katniss!
He drops my hand, and I take a step as if to catch my balance.
It was all for the games, Peeta says. How you acted.
Not all of it, I say, tightly holding on to my flowers.
Then how much? No, forget that. I guess the real question is, what's going to be left when we get home? He says.
I don't know. The closer we get to District 12, the more confused I get, I say.
He waits for further explanation, but none's forthcoming. Well, let me know when you work it out, he says, and the pain in his voice is palpable.